Well, let's hear now from the NBN chief executive, who accepted that there is concern about the service as he announced his company's full-year results this morning. Bill Morrow spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Bill Morrow, firstly, is the NBN going to come in on time and on budget?
It is, Peter. We, in fact, are feeling, in certain respects, ahead of schedule, and we're doing quite well on the budget. So everyone will have fast internet broadband by the year 2020. We will stay within the $49 billion peak funding envelope, and we will produce the internal rate of return that the government is expecting us to.
In today's full-year results, you've acknowledged that there are issues with activations and connections. So you accept that not everyone is happy or confident about the NBN rollout?
That is correct, Peter, and that is with regret. We are flying at high volume paces. We are seeing weeks to where we are turning up 140,000 homes within 1 week's time. To put that in perspective, that's the size of Canberra as an entire city that gets turned up. Unfortunately, there is about 10 to 20% of the people going through the activation process that do not have the kind of experience that we want them to have. We probably are 3 to 6 months away from having that completely fixed, but I want to reassure your audience, Peter, that this is important to us. We know it's important to you. We will get it sorted.
But this is a significant reputational problem, I suppose, for the NBN, given the promises of high-speed internet.
Well, it is. I mean, I think the reality is still the number one question that we get is, when am I going to get the NBN broadband internet? And we know people want it very fast, but when they put in the order, they expect it to be delivered on time. They expect when they stay home from work that somebody's going to show up and actually install it right that first time. And for, again, 10 to 20% of those people, that hasn't happened. We need to fix that, and we will.
The government has commissioned the Australian Communications and Media Authority to find out what's going on and to find an end to the blame game between retailers and the NBN. How is that progressing, and will consumers ultimately benefit?
The installation experience, again, for 10 to 20% of the people is not what it needs to be. But for those, remember, there's 2.7 million homes and businesses now connected to the NBN network. For some of those, they are not getting the speeds that they thought that they were going to get. And some of those, that's all day long. And for many, it is in the evening hours when traffic is at its busiest. And this is an issue, I believe, that the ACMA and the ACCC want to investigate.
The NBN, though, is taking some of this flack because retailers have been promising up to outcomes on broadband. What are you doing to ensure that particular issue is resolved and that you're not taking the heat that probably retailers should have in terms of their advertising?
Well, we first of all know there is no appetite for finger pointing. So we don't want to get into saying who's at fault for this. We really want to work with the retailers to get this straight. That means that we have to be clear in terms of what our product can do for the retailers, that the retailers need to be clear in terms of what their overall product is going to be for the end users. You're starting to see the marketing message change out there. No longer are people saying that it's a 25 megabit per second service, that there's a range that you will have depending on how busy the traffic is in the evening time. And this is the right message to give. And these discussions are beginning to take place, but a lot more needs to happen. And fortunately, I think both retailers and NBN and consumer advocacy groups out there are starting to talk about it, so it does happen.
The government is your sole shareholder. Is the Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, happy with the rollout and your performance given the rising complaints?
You know, I know that the government is concerned that everybody has a good experience on the NBN. They are pleased with our progress. They continually reinforce that to us. And Mitch Fifield has called on the industry players to come together to work as one unit to be able to be sure that we give that end user the experience that they deserve, and the industry is responding.
Just to be clear on the vision of the NBN, at this point, are you more of a commercial operation than something that's being rolled out in the national interest? How do you balance those two things?
Well, it is very important that we are set up as a government business enterprise, which means there is a commercial model associated with us. So unlike when you have a public road or public schools to where there's a constant draw off of taxpayer monies to pay for that. This is actually using what resources are available sitting with the government on the balance sheet and making an investment in a company that is expected to make a financial return. We all need to understand that as a shareholder of NBN, just like if I were a shareholder of Woolies, it doesn't necessarily mean that I get free or cheaper groceries. The same thing applies to NBN. We're doing this with the promise of people willing to pay for the service that they're going to get. We do see that materializing fairly healthily, but there are some challenges, people asking for us to spend more on a deeper fiber network. Those are all threats to the commercial viability of NBN, and that could be dangerous in terms of who has to pay for this.
But can you still make even a modest profit out of the NBN while still being forced to serve 100% of the country?
Well, we do, but again, I think this is what separates our country from many others, is that the profit margins we make in the low-cost-to-build areas, call it the middle of Melbourne and Sydney as an example, we take those profit margins and we actually compensate and pay for the losses that we have in the high-cost-to-build areas in the more remote parts of the country. And collectively, when you add all of these up, is what really makes this commercially viable for us to do. It makes sure that you and I as taxpayers, we don't have to fund any more money to be able to go in to pay for every home, every business to have high-speed broadband access.
So is the plan still to sell the NBN off to the highest bidder when the project is all done and dusted?
That is a decision for the government. The $19.5 billion debt that we have secured from the government has to be repaid in 2021 as it is being prepared for privatization.
That's the NBN Co's Chief Executive Bill Morrow with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.